This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An Israeli strike in Gaza has killed more than 20 people, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli forces struck a school in northern Gaza Saturday, killing at least 22 people and wounding 30. The ministry says most of the casualties were women and children. The Israeli army says it targeted a Hamas command center in what used to be a school. It says it used precise munitions and aerial surveillance to limit the harm to civilians. The Israeli military has continuously accused Hamas of operating from within civilian infrastructure in Gaza, including schools, UN facilities, and hospitals. I'm Mike Hempen.
Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer and Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner arrived on Saturday at their first Labour conference since the party swept to power in a landslide election victory in July.
Our biggest conference ever and the first one in 15 years with Labour in government. Woo! And change has started. And today we're going to set out, and over the next coming days, how we're fixing the foundations and rebuilding our country. So enjoy conference. Very, very good to be here.
The conference comes after Starmer saw off a rebellion in the party earlier this month over plans to cut £1.5 billion in winter fuel payments to the elderly. Starmer has also faced criticism for releasing prisoners early and pay deals with trade unions. Labour says it has been forced to make difficult decisions because of what it calls the prior Conservative government's dire legacy, blaming it for leaving a £22 billion black hole in public finances and prisons fit to burst. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, 24 hours a day, at voanews.com. This is VOA News. As the water receded in Stanislavski, one of the area's worst hit by massive floods in southwest Poland, residents and volunteers began clearing up and assessing the damage. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino has more.
67-year-old Mirosław Wegerson said he's been running this ice cream shop for 30 years, but is not insured. He points to a spot high up on the wall where he says the water reached. He says there used to be refrigerators in this room and that, quote, everything was flying in the air. Parts of the town of 5,000 people were swamped when a dam burst last weekend during Central Europe's worst floods in more than two decades. The town, located in southwest Poland, was one of the hardest hit areas. The historic flooding swept away homes and cars, causing billions of dollars in damages and killing at least 24 people.
Olivia Zelino from Reuters. Kenya's President William Ruto has arrived in Haiti. He claimed that Kenyan forces had significantly improved the country's security. However, a United Nations security expert contradicted this claim. The expert warned that violence was worsening as gangs expanded their control. Ruto met with Kenyan police and high-ranking Haitian and Canadian officials at the airport. He praised Kenyan police for their courage and professionalism. Ruto hoped to listen to the forces before heading to New York to meet with UN leaders. About 400 Kenyan police are in Haiti, with additional forces from Jamaica. The UN plans to expand the mission to 2,500 personnel. However, the U.S. and others said more resources are needed. The head of Boeing's defense and space business is out as the company tries to fix its troubled contracts. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Boeing is replacing the CEO of its defense and space business, the unit saddled with money-losing government contracts and embarrassing failures by its Starliner space capsule, which had to leave astronauts at the International Space Station and return to Earth empty. Boeing said Friday Ted Colbert is out, and the division's COO, Steve Parker, is in temporarily while the search is on for a permanent replacement. Since the start of 2022, the Defense and Space Division has lost $6 billion, slightly more than Boeing's airplane business. I'm Julie Walker.
A New Zealand pilot held hostage for more than a year in the rest of Papua region of Indonesia has been freed by separatist rebels. Philip Mark Mertens, a 38-year-old pilot from Christchurch, was working for Indonesian aviation company Susi Air when he was abducted by rebels from a remote airport on February 7, 2023. He said Saturday after his release, "Today I finally got out. I am so happy to be back home with my family soon." He was later flown to Jakarta to be reunited with his family. Rebels have used violence to try to achieve independence as the security situation deteriorates in Indonesia's easternmost region of Papua. I'm Alexis Strope.